kingdom of heaven is at hand.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of, well, we were hoping they were going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, but he'll be here back in just a moment. He was on the line, and we must have lost him somehow. But basically, the President of the United States says that things are getting better. It's going to take time, but things are really getting better. They have a new program to try to help people keep their homes out of foreclosure. Now, probably a million people will lose their homes this year, and certainly in Florida, I think it's 55% of the homes there are underwater. In other words, they owe more on the house than the house is actually worth. And, of course, the government has all these programs to help the people, and none of them work. I think there have been 8 separate plans, starting with the Bush administration, then the Obama administration, 6 or 8 different plans to keep people in their homes, and none of them have worked. And, ladies and gentlemen, do you really think that a country that could put a man on the moon and satellites in space and conspire on its people from those satellites in space, do you really think they're totally incapable of coming up with a program to keep people in their homes? And the answer is no, but they have to give you the impression they're trying, and they're really not trying. How do you get the economy going? Why, of course, you get the banks lending again. How do you get the banks lending again? Well, there is a little cabal that runs the government. It's called the Trilateral Commission, and certainly there you see the major banks, and of course, they're all in on the scam. Do you remember when Henry Paulson gave the TARP funds, the large loans to all of the banks, that Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, and they all got billions and billions of dollars? But Henry Paulson forgot to tell them they were supposed to use that money to lend to American industries to get American industry going. And so what did they do? Why, they lent money to China and to Dubai and to India and to Spain. But they just forgot to actually lend any money here in the United States. Do you think that was stupidity? And the truth of the matter is, no. There's an organized effort to destroy our economy by contracting the monetary supply. The M3 has dropped dramatically. That is the overall appraisal of the actual money that is out there, money and credit of all types, and it's dropping because they've cut off lending. In other words, they've contracted the amount of money that's being lent. We are paying our small banks not to lend, but we can't let the American people know that they're really trying to wreck our economy. That's exactly what they're doing. Why do you think that they have sent all these jobs overseas? 8 million jobs we've intentionally sent overseas. We've sent over our steel industry, our automotive industry, certainly our electronic industry, our automotive industry. Now we're shipping the agriculture industry overseas. That's the reason they shut off the water to the farming in the Central Valley. They wanted to ruin that aspect of our fruit production. Look at the fruit you get today in the stores. They get a little tab there. Where did it come from? Comes from Chile, comes from China, comes from all over the world, New Zealand. But most of it doesn't come from America. It's all part of a plan. What do you think of that, Bob? Am I right or wrong?
You did right, unfortunately. And as long as we are under the aegis of these people, they're going to continue doing it. I just picked up something today on Codex Amaryllis, and it seems that Amaryllis.
Go ahead, Codex Amaryllis. Go ahead.
Amaryllis, that the president used an executive order early in June to hook us up with the UN in regard to that, so now we have it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the whole idea is really to destroy the economy of this country, but they can't tell the American people. They'd be incensed. Why do you think they're putting the smart meters? To run up the cost of electricity, to drive industry out of the country. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
Right, so they continue to do all of these things, and of course we write about them all the time in the International Forecaster, and we talk every Monday here on two programs with Stan about them. And the only weapon we really have is that we can use effectively is talk radio as well as the internet. And 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have that power to do that in the way that we are today. And so we do have an opportunity to tell people what's going on, to make them understand who these people are and why they're doing what they're doing. And Stan and I spent years and years and years giving out pamphlets and books, and you know, it was so difficult to reach people. But now we have the tools to do so, and the people are understanding, and they're listening all over the world. And now the lights are going on. I mean, I get letters every day like Stan does. Gee, I woke up a month ago, or I realized 3 years ago what was going on, and so on. And these people are passing the word on that there are all kinds of agendas that these people are up to. And we talk about them here, and we want people to understand why they're doing what they're doing.
And the thing is, there are not very many of them. They're just well organized. They control the media, and they control the government, and they control the banks, and they control the great tax exempt foundations, and they control the educational system. But there are not very many of them. There are a lot of useful idiots who are going along with that. A lot of the environmentalists would be incensed to realize that they're working for the very people that they oppose. They see all these great oil companies, you know, exploiting the system, and of course they follow along the line that they're supposed to, opposing oil exploration, which is, what's that all about? Why, it's to destroy the opposition, ladies and gentlemen, so there'll be opposition to the big oil companies. But the average environmentalist has no idea that he's simply a useful idiot, unfortunately. But then I shouldn't be condemned them. I used to be a useful idiot myself, but that was many years ago. Well, anyway, of course, Bob has an opportunity to talk to people all over the world. He does some 25 hours, sometimes more than that every week, talk to different audiences, and so we're really pleased to have him here. As we analyze what's going on, because nothing is what appears to be, and if you honestly think the Obama administration's really trying to get our economy going, you're sadly mistaken, because all of the things they're suggesting now in the way of tax breaks are not going to help. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just saying that the Obama tax breaks, for instance, were going to give, we're going to spend some $50 billion to build new roads and new bridges. But it's going to take 6 months, a year, 2 years before those jobs materialize. And then they're going to give, of course, tax breaks to the to small businesses, you know, for buying things, you know, and you can write them off right away. But why would a small business want to buy a new truck, a delivery truck, when he doesn't have any customers to deliver to? What they need is customers, not that sort of a tax break. Suddenly the idea that the major industries can write off research and development, but they've always been able to. It was just that they restricted that right recently. So all the things that they're talking about to give the impression they're trying to solve the problem is just so much window dressing. Well, Bob, let's talk a little bit about what's going on over in Iceland and certainly in Ireland. In Iceland, they're talking about indicting the prisoner, the former premier there, and trying him for treasonous activities involving the collapse of the banking system. It's impoverished the people, destroyed their economy. And then, of course, certainly they're having terrible problems in Ireland. Why don't you bring our listeners up to date with what's really going on elsewhere in the world?
Well, Iceland, I must say that they got a lot of guts, these people, and what they're doing is not only indicting the former prime minister, but also the Minister of Finance, and one other person. I think it might be the equivalent of the Vice President. It's a lady. Anyway, they are going to indict them along with the person that ran this bank that went under, or people who ran the bank that went under. And the citizens are very irate because they broke the country, and the British and the Dutch, in behalf of their depositors who had accounts with this bank and lost their money, they want the money returned. I don't know what kind of arrangements they had together, country to country or company to country. But usually when something goes bankrupt, you know, it goes bankrupt and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, I don't know the story. But anyway, that's where they're at, and they're trying to sort out their lives. Ireland has had a number of demonstrations. The Anglo-Irish Bank, which is the biggest bank in the country, is broke, has been broke for some time, and money has been poured into that bank. And doesn't seem to be doing very good. And I think probably it will continue to deteriorate there, even though they have quite an austerity program going on. And, you know, I look at austerity programs and I say to myself, you know, how can you resurrect an economy by shutting off the means of commerce? You know, no loans or cutting back on all kinds of spending, and that reflects on everything else. And so what you've got to do, at least this is my feeling from what I've seen historically, is you got to cut taxes. But in Europe and in Ireland, they increase taxes. So they have no way of getting out of the box that they're in. And Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy are in the same spot, more or less. And they're going to have a problem as well eventually.
And I thought it was really so interesting that the solution in Greece, now the real problem in Greece was massive loans. The banks came in, they loaned them the money, which they knew would never be repaid. And Greece had a great time, you know. They get to keep spending all this money and providing all these benefits with borrowed money. But then, of course, came the time to pay back the money. There was no way they could pay back the money. And what was the solution? Why you borrow more money. And that isn't really a way to get out of the problem you're in. You can't, you know, spend yourself into prosperity, and that's what they've done. And now they've certainly got a massive debt. They've had to cut back, you know, on pensions and government expenditures, and they're really having a bad time over there in Greece, aren't they?
They certainly are, and they have demonstrations every day, and not every day, but frequently. And there's tremendous unemployment already, and government is laying off more people. They wanted to bring the debt to GDP down from somewhere around 14% to 8% in several months, and that kind of a shock, no country can take that. I mean, that kind of an adjustment, say a 30% adjustment in the spending of government has to be over 3 or 4 years. You know, whether the lenders and the bondholders care about it or not. And so I think that really the only way out for Greece, and they are broke, is to default either on part or all of the money that they owe to bankers who made the money up out of thin air, and who should have never made the loans in the first place. The public didn't know what was going on. The bureaucrats and the politicians and the bankers who did this should all be indicted and tried for the crime of deceiving the people and running two sets of books as well. And Goldman Sachs was in there, and they used derivatives to cover up the debts that they had, to get themselves brought into the European Union some 10 years ago, and so that would be step number one. Maybe if they want to, they can pay back one third of the debt, but I wouldn't pay any of it back.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting how what they did. Basically, the IMF said, we will lend you the money, and they got money from Germany and from various countries in Europe. But the Federal Reserve gave something like $60 billion to the IMF so they could loan it to Greece. Why are we lending the money to the IMF so they could lend it to Greece? Well, very simply, because Greece owed Goldman Sachs a great deal of money, and if they defaulted, Goldman Sachs would lose the money. So we lend the money to the IMF so that they can lend it to Greece so that they can pay their debts to Goldman Sachs. And this is the way that the scheme works. It's not only Goldman Sachs, but other major American and European banks who created the money out of nothing. They only have to have maybe, let's say they want to lend $10 million. Well, they only have to have $1 million in reserves, and then they just create the rest of it simply by a fraudulent transaction. It's called fractional banking. And sometimes, as Bob has pointed out, it won't be just 10 to 1. It'll be 20 to 1 or 30 to 1 or 40 to 50 to 1 of what they actually have. So there is no money there. But, of course, they were able to enter it electronically into the books, and Greece was glad to get it and spend the money, and the politicians were happy. But then came the time when you had to pay it back. But, of course, you're paying back money that never existed. It's all a fraudulent system by which the governments can extract from the people and the bank can extract from the government. So basically what you're doing is putting the people under the bondage of the banks. This is the most diabolical system, and people don't understand. We've been doing this to third world nations. Why are so many of the third world nations impoverished and can't get ahead? Very simply, because that's what we've done. Our banks have lent them massive amounts of money, money that could never be repaid, and then they enslave their people, and the products, certainly the natural resources of those countries then are utilized to enrich the banking system. I mean, certainly many of these bankers will get, well, Henry Paulson, I think, made almost $1 billion when he was CEO there of Goldman Sachs. Somewhere between $600 million and $1 billion, that's no small change. And then, of course, he gets to be the Secretary of the Treasury so he can give more money to his friends. But you go ahead, Bob.
Well, he guided the bailout of the financial system, and there was no attempt whatsoever to do anything to help the people who bought homes at the top of the market, the countries or the institutions professionally, particularly in Europe, which bought about 60% of the bonds that contained mortgages called MBS and CDOs. And no, that wasn't the intention. The only intention was the elitist banking institutions, brokerage houses, throughout the world. I mean, there was $12.8 trillion used. And the Federal Reserve refuses to tell who it went to and what the collateralization was and whether they got it back or not.
No, Bob, is that billion or trillion dollars?
Trillion.
Trillion dollars. I think people, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, you know, $1 billion, billion there, that doesn't matter much these days, but $1 trillion, he's talking about $8.9 trillion has disappeared. Nobody knows where it is. The Federal Reserve won't tell anybody because they say we don't have to. We're a privately owned corporation, and they are. Who owns the privately owned corporation? Why, the banks own the privately owned corporation. And now, of course, this new financial reform bill was going to bring stability to the banking system. And what did we do? Why, we gave the power to regulate the financial system to the Federal Reserve, which is owned by the very banks that created the problem. And where is the outcry? Where most people honestly believe the Federal Reserve system is a federal agency. It's not. It's a privately owned central bank, owned by, and of course, not only by the bankers, but when you begin to get into the spiritual aspect of this, by the Brotherhood of Darkness, that has a different agenda, because many of these people have truly sold their souls to this globalist dream of bringing about a one-world government and destroying Christianity. That's what it's all about. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, to convert us from a moral Christian nation to an immoral nation. Watch television today and watch the gyrations of the scantily clad women with a low bust line there, and understand this is being done to appeal to all the base instincts of mankind, and almost makes you think maybe the Muslims aren't so, so foolish after all. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the international, what we call, well...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Six months. People are putting their money even in the bank, the checking accounts or in the savings account, because they want to be able to lay their hands on it and not have to pay a fine if they pull it out of a certificate of deposit. Oh, but of course, Bob is just pointing out that if we suddenly were to have a lot of this money coming home or being spent, then, of course, we could get into real trouble with inflation. So you pick up the story, Bob.
Well, I think eventually that's going to happen. And they intend to destroy the system completely, but they're not going to do that until they're ready to do it. So in the meantime, what they're going to do is continue to manipulate the system, and so you might call it keeping it alive. Because the minute they stop injecting money and credit into the system, whether it's through a stimulus plan or the creation of money and credit, which they call quantitative easing, until they do that, you know, the system will go sideways. And that's what happened during the first quantitative easing, and now we're getting into quantitative easing number two, and they're going to do it again. And they'll probably try to do it again unless they reach the point where they say, well, the game's over. It may be over in November or December, or it may be over two years from now. I don't know, and neither does anybody else, and I don't think they know either. I think they're playing this by ear. We've disrupted their plans so much that I think they don't know sometimes whether they're coming or going.
Well, of course, the whole world financial system is tied together, and we are bailing out European banks. Why are we bailing out European banks? Why don't the Europeans bail out American banks? Because it all centers around the American Federal Reserve System. We are the center of the whole world economic system. As America goes, so goes the world. And if we don't keep the rest of the world going, the whole thing would collapse. That's why they can't let us, the American people, know where that 8.9 trillion?
Well, actually, it's 12.8 trillion.
Oh, boy.
12.8 trillion. And some of the numbers I've seen, and I can't be verified, go as high as 25 to 28 trillion. I mean, they've printed money like mad. They just haven't told you. And it's being held on bank balance sheets to make the institutions look like they're solvent, when in fact they're not, and they're carrying two sets of books.
Well, is it actually printed money, or is it this credit that they create?
No, it's digital.
What?
It's digital.
Okay, it's digital. It's really not. And people have to understand, there is money, that's the printed money, that's the coin, that's the M1 money. But then you get, of course, into M2 and M3, and all this is entirely digital. It's all created out of nothing. It's imaginary. It's part of the facade, part of the mirage, but people believe it, because after all, you can spend it, you know, you cash it in, get some money out of the ATM machine, because you have an account. But what's in your account? A digital, electronic recording. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's important that you out there in the listening audience understand how the fraudulent system works. And then help us educate others. Because, of course, the people who understand are going to be able to protect themselves. Those who do not will be impoverished for the remainder of their lives. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if you have a question for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Go right ahead, Bob.
The Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, and it usually runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the Internet, and you can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com, that's intforecaster.com, or you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188, that's 800-375-4188.
And Chris, I will tell you, I read the International Forecaster twice a week when it comes, all 40, 50 pages. I look forward to it, and you will as well. You need to understand what's going on today, because those who do not understand, I fear, are going to lose everything they've worked their whole life to gain. This is Dr. Stan back here, and we've got Dana with us calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Dana. How are you doing?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
It's a question, comment, and then a question, I suppose. I'm a radio listener, and I love radio. I love listening to you guys and your perspectives. My comment is, every day on the radio, every single solitary day, I hear that this country was founded on biblical principles. I've heard that all my life. Now, when the European came over here and took the land from the Indian, killed them and put them on the infertile land and reservation, and enslaved the African, was that biblical principles? And when did these biblical principles start? Before that or after they had already cemented that?
All right, Bob, you want to answer about Dana's question, because it's a legitimate question.
Well, I could, but I think you'll do a better job.
All right, Dana, when the settlers came to America, you know, basically, they were Christians, they were looking for a better life, and most of them were God-fearing Christians. Now, you have to understand that basically there was another force here at the same time, and this is what nobody ever talks about, and that was the occult force, and there were occultists who were part and parcel of this world brotherhood of darkness which existed at that time. It had come to the United States in the form of a secret society called the Rosicrucians, come about 1640. Their objective was to take control of this country and use it, the wealth and power of the United States, to bring about a one world government. And that's what's going on today. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations, 720 bases across the country. But basically, of course, when the country spread out, and there was mistreatment of the Indians, but it was the wicked people that were doing that, and it was the Christians who unfortunately did not have the courage to speak out. Oh, there were a few. There were Christians who certainly were involved in the effort to abolish slavery, and it was the Christian movement in America. Well, I'm Dr. Stan, and I'm answering a question put forward by Dana from Flint, Michigan, about why, you know, if this was a Christian nation, why didn't the Christians do something about the mistreatment of the Indians? And they should have. Unfortunately, Dana, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing today to oppose what's going on over in Afghanistan and Iraq, where they're killing civilians and torturing them? And certainly, we've installed a government in Iraq that is every bit as brutal as Saddam Hussein. What are you personally doing?
The only thing I can personally do, one of the things I can personally do is pray that these things come to light so that the people of this country and other countries can be educated about it and possibly group together in order to get to the bottom of it.
Well, I think that is admirable, and I do believe in the power of prayer, but we also have an obligation to speak out and to try to get people informed, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to point out that there is organized evil in the world today, and we are involved in a spiritual battle, and we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm glad you're listening, Dana. And if you want to go over the history of this nation, there have been some terrible things that were done. The Indians were grossly mistreated, and certainly the blacks were as well. But remember that many of them were sold into slavery by other blacks that were then, of course, brought to America and, of course, enslaved. There were many people who spoke out against it, and it was the Christians who were behind the abolition movement, behind the movement for the freedom of the slaves. It's just a shame there weren't more of them. But God bless you, Dana, and what we need is
a
good...
Can I go ahead. Just real quick.
Go ahead.
Since 1960... From 1960 to right now, has there ever been a president who did the right thing or even had the possibility of doing the right thing to where things turned out in a positive manner?
All right. Bob, how would you like to answer that question?
Well, I think probably the only one that even took a shot at it was Jack Kennedy.
And he was not the most moral individual in the world, but at least wasn't under their control. And that's why they killed him. Okay?
Thanks for taking my call.
God bless. Okay, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think it's the Invisible Empire, Alex Jones DVD that has you can actually hear the Jack Kennedy's secret society speech when he talks about the danger of secret societies in the United States. And he says we cannot tolerate secret societies here in the United States. We can't maintain our freedom. And he calls upon the reporters that are listening to his speech to join together with him to expose the secret societies. And, of course, we know what happened to Jack Kennedy. There's certain things you're not supposed to talk about when you're the president. Well, Bob, certainly as we look and see what's happening, throughout the world, over in China, what's going on there? What's going on in Russia as far as their economy is concerned?
Well, in China, they're not doing nearly as good as they say they are because they still have some 30 million people unemployed. They injected over the last year and a half about $2 trillion into their economy. And unfortunately for them, the money was supposed to create jobs and create businesses and things like that. And instead what happened to the money was that it went into the financial markets. And above the financial market was the real estate market, and now they have a bubble in real estate. They made an attempt to defuse it. They couldn't do it, and I think it's going to lead to some real problems for them, and also their stock market, which had gone up quite a bit, came down to between 22% and 25% below its highs. And it's been kind of hanging out there for about a year, made a little headway back. They have 1.4 billion people, and they just can't get jobs for everybody. They can't make enough things to export them. And the world economy is in austerity for the most part, it's churned down, and as far as the economy itself, particularly in the case of the United States, although the amount being spent on exports by China to the United States continues to expand, that can't go on forever, particularly when you've seen a drop of personal consumption, which did make up 72% of GDP, now makes up about 69.5%, but yet they're still in a large positive position because of the cheapness of their goods with the U.S. and others as well. And they deliberately keep their currency on a low level so that their goods are either very competitive or what they do is undercut other exporters so that they get a bigger piece of the market. And they're not going to stop doing that. And neither are other nations going to stop degrading the value of their currencies. And there is going to be a day of reckoning, and that day of reckoning could be quite close, but I don't know when.
I think people have to understand, when you have a world fiat money system and you want to export your goods, all you do is drop the value of your currency. Your goods become more competitive throughout the world, and people buy your goods rather than the goods made in the United States or Germany. And so since there's nothing behind the currency, all you have to do is just drop it down, and suddenly if value of our currency goes up, why then, of course, other countries, other people don't want to buy our products because they're too expensive. And this is really how the system is working. I was noticing the ads today. You can get a brand new Nissan for about $10,000, or you can get a brand new Volkswagen for about $20,000. Little Volkswagen bug. Which do you want to get? And of course, most people are going to buy the Japanese good because they're a lot less expensive. People have to understand that we do not have a sound financial system. We've given the Chinese tremendous advantage. We've intentionally transferred the automotive industry to Japan and now, of course, to China. China actually produced more cars this last year than they did here in the United States, and it'll be downhill progressively from here. They intend to transfer our automotive production, our textile production, our electronic production, our steel production, our agriculture, to other countries, and certainly in every field we're shutting down America, whether it be in mining, whether it be in oil production. Why do you think there's suddenly all these fires on the oil rigs down there in the Gulf? We've never had them before, and now we've had three within the last 3 months. Isn't that strange? And yet what they really want to do is shut down oil production. They shut down our lumbering here. They're doing everything they can to shut down our electric production, blocking the use of coal burning generators. And not only that, they're tearing out our dams so that we won't have hydroelectric power. And then, of course, they're putting the smart meters into our homes so they can run up the cost of electricity so we won't use so much electricity. It's all about cutting down the essential carbon dioxide, essential for human life. It's not a toxic gas. But they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to realize that any industry that's energy dependent, electric dependent, will be leaving America soon, very, very soon. Well, go ahead, Bob. Certainly, what's your appraisal of the things going on, here in the United States?
Well, I think that we certainly haven't seen the bottom in the real estate market. And how much lower it is remains to be seen, but it's at least 20% lower. No matter what they do, you know, they're talking about $50 billion for underwater mortgages. And, you know, they can't do that. And the reason they can't, that many of these mortgages, they don't know where they are. They're in some CDO, which is a bond, and a piece may be in bond number one, and another piece of the loan might be in bond number two, and perhaps even another piece in bond number three. So you can't pull up a mortgage, and a lot of the records are lost because so many companies have gone out of business. You can't go and say you've got a loan, and it was, let's say, with Bank of America, and that loan, we're going to rewrite it for you. The house is worth $200,000, and your loan amount is $230,000. So we'll rewrite the loan so you have a loan mark-to-market, which is $200,000, and we'll rewrite it, and we'll do it at 4.5%, and your payments will no longer be $2,500 a month. They'll be $1,100 or whatever. And they can't do that because they can't even find the mortgage. And so what you're seeing with government here is nothing but payoffs and political moves. $300 billion for research and plant and equipment to industry that's sitting on $2 trillion in cash. Now, I ask, does major industry really need tax breaks, and will they use them to hire? Number one, they don't need the tax breaks, and number two, they're not going to hire anybody. It's just like 5 years ago, legislation was passed to allow corporations They were offshore, making money out there, in subsidiaries, to bring money back into the U.S. They wanted it to invigorate the economy, and the promise was that they'll create jobs. The companies themselves wanted to bring the money back in so they could buy their own stock up and keep the stock market from going down and, of course, embellish the largesse they receive in the form of options and wages. And so Congress voted it in. But instead of paying 35% in taxes, they paid 5.25%. Now, they brought in $350 billion. This time, there's $1.6 trillion out there. And you're going to see it happen again. Why? Because Congress is paid off by the same group of people.
But I think it's so important to notice that when that money came back, it was not invested. It did not create new plants. It did not produce new production. It did not produce new jobs. It was used, as Bob says, to buy up the stock to increase the value of the holdings of the executives in the companies, but not, of course, to do what it was supposed to do, and that was to encourage our economy, because these people don't want to encourage the economy. They don't want America to survive. They gradually transferring the wealth and the manufacturing of this country to other nations so that we can have equality between the workers here and the workers in China. What's wrong with equality? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you really think that they're so incompetent in Washington, D.C., they could not get this economy going if they really wanted to? They know what to do. But, of course, they don't want you to know what needs to be done. Or they don't want to ask, why aren't they doing what's logical in order to try to solve the problem? Again, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, because I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this for 48 years. Bob's been at it for about 50 years. And I will feel very rest assured that the majority of the people in this country are going to end up being totally impoverished, even some of the wealthiest people, because they do not understand what's going on. Bob, certainly gold and silver seem to be doing very well today. You've been telling people to buy them for a long period of time. Those people who bought them have done quite well.
Well, they've kept their assets together. They're protected. In the final analysis, they may make a lot of money, but I don't think that's important. The importance is keeping what you have. And gold and silver are on the edge of breaking out higher. I think this time silver is going to be the leader. And I think they're going substantially higher. And this substantially higher means that the dollar's going to have problems. The economy is having and will continue to have problems. It's a reflection, a barometer of what is going on within the economy. And that's why government and the central bank, the Federal Reserve, try so hard to keep the value of those two metals down, because historically they have been that barometer of what's wrong with an economy. And gold should be selling just on an official inflationary basis since 1980 at $2,400 an ounce. Well, it's selling at half of that. And real inflation reflects $7,600 an ounce. So you can see there's a long way to go. And there's not going to be any escaping the fact that the dollar is going to fall in value against gold, just like it has for the past 10 years, and every other currency has too. I mean, the dollar may have fallen against other currencies and vice versa, but the important thing is every currency in the world every year is falling somewhere between 12 and 18% or an average of 15% versus the dollar, which is a benchmark. And, you know, you never see this on CNBC. Nobody talks about it because they don't want the public to know. Can you imagine how fortunate people were to be in gold and silver bullion and coins and shares over that 10-year period, which our readers were, and some of them have done extraordinarily well, and they will continue to do so. because this game isn't over yet.
It sure isn't. Well, let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from the Tri-Cities up there in Washington. Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I do. I'll listen to the answer off the air. But there was a fellow about a week ago who was on your show, and he was talking about how the market crash, like in 08, was directly related to the presidential election. And the question I had for your guest was, would it be to their advantage to drop the market, say, before invading Iran?
Well, I think they would make it go up before invading Iran, because if they invade Iran, it would be a natural response for the market to go down. Interest rates in real market interest rates could very well tend higher, and gold and silver would tend to tend higher as well.
So basically, we don't know when they're going to invade Iran. I think that suddenly they put this off, probably until after the elections. We're just going to have to see. These guys are so much smarter than we are. They have a time plan, and sometimes they change it. I think they did change the time plan on the invasion of Iran, but be that as it may, it'll take place when they decide to. And incidentally, for anybody out there who think the Zionists control Washington, D.C., Netanyahu is a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He takes his orders directly from Henry Kissinger, just like Barack Obama. Leslie, anything else you wanted to ask?
I would love to hear some time of history about Kissinger.
Okay, well, that's for another evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Ruby calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi. I was just listening to you saying about how...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
And we've got to support the radio stations that carry us, so if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want to mention that we are having our all-day conference. It's on the 17th of October. It's going to be held here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing in speakers. It's going to be a great time. It'll be all day long, and we're going to be serving lunch. So you're going to need a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to go get our various pamphlets. We have pamphlets on the financial situation. They're each about 50-page pamphlets, and you can call our 800 number and get the list of them, whether it read the prophetic warning, this analysis of Andrew Jackson's speech he gave in 1837, where he warned that the banks were going to take over America, or certainly the background of the financial collapse, or the history of money. You need to understand what's going on. You need to understand they create money out of nothing through a fractional reserve banking system. We have a book written in 1899 called The Coming Battle. And it said, basically, it was written by a lawyer, Mr. Walther, who said, the banks are going to control the United States. That's what it's all about, taking over our government. And it's not simply by action that in the Trilateral Commission, there's only 86 or 87 members of the North American chapter. And then we find the people from Goldman Sachs and from J.P. Morgan Chase and from Citigroup and the head of the Bank of Israel and the head of the Bank of Canada. All, I mean, that's what, five people there, you know, of that 87. And, of course, they can, well, 12 of them control Barack Obama. They give him his instructions every day. Do not be misled by the propaganda that says Obama is a Marxist, Obama is a communist, Obama is a Muslim, Obama is gay, Obama certainly was born in Kenya and doesn't have the right to be the president of the United States. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is all rhetoric to distract you from the fact that Obama is simply a puppet. Just like George Bush was and Bill Clinton, they do what they're told. Why do you think that after Bill Clinton left the White House, and he was in terrible financial straits there because of all of his lawsuits for his philandering, why corporations throughout the world gave almost $500 million? The last time I checked, it was about $490 million to the Bill Clinton Foundation. Why do you think those corporations gave all that money? It's for services rendered, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, earlier today I heard on Christian radio, they were interviewing Newt Gingrich and asking Newt about, you know, and he was giving his impression about what was going to happen in December. Newt Gingrich is being run by the establishment for the presidency in the year 2012. Newt Gingrich gets a lot of money by giving talks, just like Sarah Palin does. And, of course, they are constantly quoted by the controlled media. And they are put before us. They select our leaders. And whatever Sarah Palin's original opinions were or what she believed in, she's been compromised by a very profitable book deal and by getting $50,000 to $100,000 for giving talks to universities or other groups across America. Who's putting up the money, ladies and gentlemen? Why the people who rule us, who mold our minds and create our tastes and form our suggestions. We are controlled by the establishment. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to, or watch the DVD. You need to get the material available at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day. That's RadioLiberty.com. Watch our DVDs. Read our newsletters. Get educated and then educate others. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, again, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. As we raise our voice. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Kirk McKenzie. And Kirk has written a book on what's happening from a monetary point of view. Hi, Kirk. How are you doing?
Well, good evening. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's good to have you. And I'm sorry we did not get your book. I always read the book before we do a program. But in this case, I wasn't able to. So I'm going to have to let you sort of direct what you want to talk about as far as the unfolding economic tragedy that's engulfing our nation today.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Well, perhaps the first place to start is my focus on this is with the monetary system itself. I think that most Americans really do not understand the true nature of the monetary system we have and the impact it's actually having in all the other problems that we're dealing with. And so, you know, I'm kind of determined to get that message out.
All right, fine. So basically, what's your background? How did you learn about the monetary system, or are you sort of self-taught? Maybe that's sometimes the best way. Sometimes you go to college while you get an awful lot of false information, but go ahead.
I have degrees in engineering and business. I used to work in high tech for a number of years, and in 1993, I was the California State Chair for the Ross Pro Organization. That was probably my first experience of getting off the couch and trying to do something about it. And at the time, the major concern that I had, which he was also expressing, was the unbelievable national debt that we were incurring at that point in time. And of course, that pales in comparison to where we are today. But that put me on a course of self-discovery. You know, I abandoned the model that I had, which was somehow the world's drifting in some direction. You know, everybody's well-intended, including our congressmen and so forth. They're well-intended, but, you know, things are going the wrong direction for no particular reason. And instead decided to change my model and assume that maybe things are going in the direction that somebody wants them to go in, that this is, you know, the result of conscientious planning, not the result of haphazardness. And as part of that, I began to realize, you know, having listened to the television and the newspapers and all this for my entire life, that these were not true sources of actual factual news or the whole picture or the complete truth by any means, but were a very distorted vision of that. And so I kind of started my own, I turned off the TV and started on my own self-education.
Well, certainly Ross Perot was right. That hissing sound you hear is what was the phrase you
called? The sucking sound.
The sucking sound is America, corporations leaving the United States. And certainly, I don't know, I'm sure he knew that this was planned. There is a long-range plan to actually impoverish the American people, to send our jobs and factories and wealth overseas. But the average American doesn't have any idea that somebody is doing it. It's not just happening by accident. That's why they took away our tariffs and export duties and all of these things. And, of course, all of these things, these trade agreements, are all designed to favor the other people and to hurt America. Certainly, China has all sorts of restrictions to keep America goods out of their country to make them much more expensive. We did that with Japan. You certainly built up Japan by allowing them to discriminate against our goods so that they could begin to, of course, take the automotive production away from the United States, all part of a long-range program that we're coming to fruition today. Go ahead and pick up the story there, Kirk.
Well, unfortunately, I agree with you. That was kind of the conclusion that I reached. I mean, you know, we see all these things that are happening on a continuous basis daily that we don't like. You know, the change, the attack on religion, the educational decline, the, you know, the vast immigration, the exportation of jobs, industry, the technologies, you know, fraud, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that most people view these as disparate elements. They're separate things. And what one comes to realize is, no, these are all part and parcel of one much bigger thing, and that is the change.
Hold that. We'll be right back. All right, Kirk, you were just saying this. What we're seeing today is all part of a much bigger situation. And this is what people don't understand. There is an agenda out here. These things are not happening by accident. It's not something we can't control. This is done intentionally and purposely and maliciously to lower the living standards in America and impoverish the American people. But we cannot tell them that because they would be furious. I mean, they'd vote the people out of office in Washington, D.C. So we've got to make them think that, oh, they're just so incompetent in Washington, D.C. Aw, shucks, they have no idea what they're doing. Of course they know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Go right ahead.
I agree with you. By the way, I'll just read your quote. You may have heard this one before, but this is really one of the problems we have in this country and why this has gone as far as it has. J. Edgar Hoover, who was the first head of the FBI, and he did that, I think, for 37 years, is quoted as saying, "The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse the philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And unfortunately, it's so true. I mean, Americans are generally a good, God-fearing, honorable people, and I think one of the problems that this has gone as far as it has is we cannot come to the realization that there are people amongst us that feel completely differently about the world than we do.
That's a beautiful quotation. Do you know where it came from or what the source was?
I can give you a source. I mean, there's quotes online. You can double-check it.
Did it come from Masters of Deceit or his book or what?
It's from the Elks Magazine in August 1956.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. Elks Magazine, 1956. I appreciate it.
August.
It's a great quotation. Go right ahead.
So after myself for 20 years studying just about everything that we care to talk about these days, I've come to the realization that the monetary system is the core issue here because it is this that empowers a small group of people to further their cause to change the world, and that monetary system allows us essentially to defeat our intentions, our country, our constitution, and this is what empowers them. Just like, you know, a gasoline fuels a tank, the monetary system is what gives them their fuel and their power. And so for that reason, out of the 20 or so different things I could have written a book about, the monetary system is the one I chose to discuss.
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Kirk McKenzie was just saying that Sydney is the monetary system. Well, that is the very crux of everything going on today. It is that monetary system that allows the people who are wanted to change and transform America to do and accomplish what they're doing. And, you know, this reminds me so much of, it was 1980 when I took a lot of our savings and actually got help from a couple of other doctors. We went back to Greenville, South Carolina. We brought the people back there to the Bob Jones movie studio, and we filmed them. And one of them was a man named Norman Dodd, who'd been the director of research for the Reese Committee and studied the great tax-exempt foundations in 1954 and 53 and 54. But I asked Norman Dodd, I said, "Well, Mr. Dodd, how is it that these great tax-exempt foundations have been able to take over our educational system?" And I thought he was going to say, through the process of, you know, certainly giving grants to the various universities to influence their educational policies. That was when you ask a question, you think you're going to know the answer. And Mr. Dodd looked at me, and he said, "They have taken over our universities through the fractional reserve banking system." Well, in 1980, I had no idea what he was talking about. You know, what does the banking system have to do with the foundations taking over control of the universities? And now, 30 years later, I understand exactly what he was saying, because Norman Dodd worked for many years within the banking system, understood the banking system, which so few people do. But, of course, Kirk is just saying that he recognizes the banking system is the vehicle by which they are controlling our society. And I think he's absolutely right. Go right ahead, Kirk, and pick up the story there.
Okay. Okay, well, I would certainly suggest your listeners, all of them, study Norman Dodd, because there are some YouTube videos and some other materials, and they are excellent, and he's absolutely correct. So let me, you know, the book conveys a lot of things. It conveys the concepts, the history, the problems, what we can do about it. But let me see if I can just focus on perhaps a few core concepts. The first is the Federal Reserve Banks are not federal agencies. They are privately owned corporations. They are owned by the banks, and nobody else can have stock in them, including the government. They are no more federal than Federal Express. And one can quickly prove this. Pick up any phone book in the United States, look under the federal government listings, and you will not find a listing for the Federal Reserve. It is an independent entity. It has absolutely refused to ever subordinate itself to the government of the United States. It continues to be completely unaudited. They refused on the recent TARP and SOAP money to even tell us where that money is going or what it's needed for or why. We just, you know, give that to them. And so it is an entity that the people really need to understand, because it is not a federal agency. It is not there to protect the American people. I think the second concept that we need to understand is we no longer have money. As we would normally think of money, what we have is called the debt monetized currency. And what that means is this: the money doesn't exist. When you go and get a loan for your home, and you pledge to be an indentured servant for 30 years, and as you assign a deed of trust to your home, you give your assets a security, then and only then they will issue you some credits. These credits are nothing more than an evidence of your debt. And those credits do, in fact, circulate, and you can hand them to other people. But every dollar, every Federal Reserve note, effectively, is a note. It is a promissory note. It is a evidence of a debt. Somebody somewhere is paying interest on that. And the banks, because this is a monopoly system, there is no other way to get currency into the economy. The only issuers are the Federal Reserve banks, and then the banks that get it from them. And the only way that they will issue money into the system is if somebody borrows it. So if you're going to have a growing economy, the money supply must grow. But in our current system, the only way the money supply will grow is if somebody goes into debt. And that debt, we're being buried in it. It's debt at the federal level. It's debt at the state government level. It's debt at the corporate level. It's debt at the personal level. And this is why the wealthiest nation on earth, the people, are in such incredible debt. It is built, designed into the monetary system. The corollary to that is it's absolutely impossible to pay off debts with a debt-monetized currency. It can't be done. And we are in the process of trying to decide who to elect for Congress, who to elect for Senate, who to elect for governor. Most of these people, however well-intended they are, have no clue as to how this system works. And so when they're making promises that they're going to make a difference, they're going to work on the debt, they're going to get it down, they're going to get efficiencies and this, that, and the other, and they're talking about everything but the monetary system itself, they're going to fail. And we're going to fail with them. And until we, the people, begin to wake up, understand the monetary system, understand how it truly works, and then use that information and bring it into the election process, becoming much more savvy about who we elect, making sure they're on board, they're educated, we make sure that they get that, we start asking them specific detailed questions to determine where they are, I think there's very little hope.
Well, because I think the two aspects to this, which people don't understand, they've made it intentionally complex so that people can't understand it. First of all, there's the money that the Treasury prints and the Federal Reserve spends into or lends into circulation. They do that by they say, well, we want to get money in circulation, we're going to buy bonds, and what they do is they buy bonds from the banks which hold Federal Reserve notes, and that didn't mean now that the banks have more money to lend. But Sydney is not only the Treasury creating money, the banks create money through the fractional reserve system, because they only have to keep maybe 4% of their money in reserves, and they can lend out all the rest of it. And then they can multiply that by 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times the amount of money that they have in reserve. So if you had ordinarily you had $10 in deposit, the bank could lend out $100, or would keep $10 in reserve and lend out $90. If they had only have 4% in reserve, they could lend out $96. And then, because they get interest on that money that never existed. The only security for your money is whatever you put up. You bought a house. That house then is a security for the $96 that they have, or the $960,000, or call whatever it you will. But understand that this whole thing is a scam, because the money doesn't exist. But that is what M3 is, and that's what's been falling so dramatically recently, because, of course, the banks are not lending and then having this multiplier effect. And I think, Kirk, that is so hard for people to understand, is that the Treasury creates money, but the banks create money out of nothing. And we can create money when we write a check, based upon the fact that we hope that we'll have some money in the bank to pay off the check. But we can actually create money when we go to take money out of the ATM machine. And that's that we're actually getting that. Now we have a debt. We create money when we use a credit card. And then, of course, we're supposed to pay the credit card off. But, of course, the bank is borrowing the money at 0% interest and lending it to us at 14% interest. That's pretty good. It's a scam, isn't it?
It is a scam, and people need to, I think, understand that. That's absolutely correct. And you mentioned M3. For the listeners, M3 is the measure of the total money in the money supply in the United States. The Federal Reserve, just prior to the crash, stopped printing and publishing the M3. So they basically are denying the American people and the government from knowing what our money supply is. And they did this just before the crash. And what do we find out? The historical multiple has been 10. They would, use 10% of real stuff and vent 90% of fake stuff. Well, what they were doing is they had leverages up to 35 to 40 to 1. In other words, they were only having a 3% reserve. And this was happening, and they hid that fact from the American people, and they continue to hide it from the American people. They no longer publish M3, so you can't even find out what our total money supply is.
Well, unless, of course, you read something like the International Forecaster or John Williams' Shadow Statistics, and they actually calculate, John Williams calculates the M3. So you can find out what it is there, but the government doesn't want the public to know what's really happening. And what is really happening right now is M3 is plummeting like I've never seen it in all the 48 years I've been watching these things. And it's simply because the banks aren't lending money. They're in on the scam. They just aren't going to let the public in, but go right ahead.
Well, I think that the point I'd like to pick up there is that this kind of government/private bank, I don't know what you want to call this, the cabal or agreement or scheme or whatever, it's true they're both in on it. Essentially, what government gets out of this kind of a system is the ability to come up with money that they can't raise through taxes. And so they can go off and fight these wars. They can go off and get all these, change the world. They can create a world government, the United Nations. They can go off and, give loans to build China, communist Russia, which they've done. They basically have the ability to go ahead and create something from nothing and do all these things. And so the government likes that because they have the ability to, quote, raise money without having the people revolt, because the people wouldn't do it if this were coming in the front door through taxation. And the private lenders love it because they're gaining this control and incredible, unbelievable wealth that they gain through the system. And this is a problem. It's a problem.
It really is, and does people understand that everything you have, you've worked for your whole life, you probably have it in stocks and bonds, you may have an insurance policy, you may have an annuity, you may have it in a pension fund, all denominated in dollars, which can be wiped out literally overnight by hyperinflation. And this can just come and within a relatively few days can wipe out everything you have, because there's nothing behind our system other than the integrity of the United States government, the full faith and integrity of our confidence in the American political system. But basically, I have very little faith in the system, and of course, basically, the government's having to borrow money every single day, about $4 to $5 billion a day just to pay its debts, and we're supposed to have faith in that system? Kirk, you go right ahead.
Okay, so let me pick.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Today and a year you take it out, it still says $100, but only has $95 of purchasing value. How did that happen? Well, the answer is the comparison we can draw is to a corporation. For people who have purchased stock, you understand how it works. A corporation has a certain value, and you have so many shares, they're in in the marketplace at a given point in time. Therefore, the value per share is equal to the value of the company divided by the number of shares. If you increase the number of shares, the value of each share goes down. So, for example, if there's a 2-for-1 stock split, if you had one share of stock worth $100 and there's a 2-for-1 split, you now have two shares worth $50. The share, although it still says one share on the front of it, has now gone down in half by value. What kept you whole is that they gave you a second share. You're not being diluted out in your ownership. But when the money supply increases, it works in a similar fashion, but you don't get your additional share. What's happening is somebody else is getting that additional share. And as a result, your value is being diluted down. Now, that's what causes inflation. Now, to compound this, let's talk about how that not only does that reduce your real income, you know, you may see your income going up year over year over year in terms of these bogus dollars, but the real value has gone down. And I give plenty of examples of that in my book, but for example, the price of gold, when the value has gone up by a factor of 4 since 2000, or in other words, the value of the paper stuff has gone down by a value of 4 in that period of time. So this comes in and directly takes your wealth and all your earnings and all your hopes and aspirations of those for your children and takes it away from you. All through a process that's relatively invisible. You don't understand it. You don't see it. They don't come and hold you up with a gun or anything. You know, $100 is still in your wallet or purse. You think everything's secure, but in reality it's not. Now, in addition to reducing income savings and so forth, it also increases your taxes. And I'm going to give you a very specific example. A home built here in the Bay Area in 1950 was about $30,000. That's what it was. Today it's about $1.5 million. Same home. So the real value, in fact, has not really changed. But the federal government's going to come in and say, you just made a taxable capital gain of $1,450,000. In gold, that $30,000 is now $45,000. In other words, in gold constant dollars, the home was only appreciated by $15,000, but you're going to be expected to pay taxes on $1,450,000. Or in other words, the federal government and the bank, working in conjunction, have taken your money from you through inflation to begin with, and then have the audacity to come back and then tell you that the inflation is, in fact, a taxable income. The system has to be changed.
I think you're absolutely right, and people really don't understand what's going on. They don't understand that this whole thing is a scam, and when the house of cards comes tumbling down, most people are going to lose everything. Inflation is simply a means of stealing from the public. And they do not understand that inflation simply is not rising prices. Inflation is increasing the amount of money out there. It is not the rising prices that causes the inflation. The inflation comes about, the rising prices comes because you've expanded the money supply, and there's not one person in 1,000 that understands that.
Yes,
our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Kirk is absolutely right. The average individual does not understand that the people don't create inflation. It is government that creates inflation, and they do it intentionally and purposely. It is a silent tax that people do not understand, and as a result, why it ends up with them being impoverished. And eventually, of course, as it gets out at the terminal, it ends up with the average person losing everything, as happened in Germany under the Weimar Republic, as happened in Zimbabwe, under Mugabe, who the United States State Department and Henry Kissinger installed there. And, of course, the same people are in control right here in the United States. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Well, you're right. And so, you know, inflation is actually due not to the rising increase in prices or value or something. It's actually having to do with the devaluation of the money. Therefore, it takes more of it to buy the same thing. You know, and the federal numbers for inflation are bogus. You know, when I was a child, a candy bar was 5 cents. Today it's $1.35, you know, $1 to $1.35. So it's gone up in price 20 to 25 times.
You know, maybe the value of the currency has gone down 20 to 25 times. That's what it's really all about. But they don't want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
That's how they're going to steal from you. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This reminiscent of the America that I grew up in. Of course, at that time, I didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course, they've really only come to the fore over the last 30 years or so, and of course, made mockery of the concept of a free nation. They, of course, hate freedom. They believe in the rule by an elite, and these elite rule today. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Okay, so I think, as far as covering some of the key here, in my opinion, and the reason I wrote the book, and I've done a YouTube video on this, is to basically simplify and put in simple terms how the system works, how it affects you, what it's doing to you, why we've got to change it, and how to get it changed. And, you know, that, I think, from my perspective, has been the missing component. There's been a lot of literature and a lot of books out there that talk about Jekyll Island and the people behind the Federal Reserve, and et cetera, et cetera. And I do have some information on that in my book. But the primary thing I think we have to address now is just conveying the information in simplest terms to a large audience of people. And hopefully then, through that, the people will then wake up and will begin to demand the kind of, will understand, first off, the critical importance of the election. So, for example, we now have a new appreciation for Ron Paul. We have a new appreciation for his son, Rand Paul, probably one of the most important elections that we're going to have in 2010 is not in California. It's in Kentucky, where Rand Paul is running for senator and probably one of the cheapest Senate races across the country, and yet it has one of the same Senate vote as any other Senate seat does. So, you know, begin to appreciate who to vote for. There's John Dennis up in San Francisco. A tremendous candidate. He fully understands the monetary system, these problems that I'm addressing, and he is prepared to go to Washington and lead an effort to change it.
Now, what is he running for?
He's running against Nancy Pelosi.
John Dennis, huh?
John Dennis is somebody that everybody should know.
Well, you want to call me off the air and give me his telephone number, why, we'll be glad to get him onto our program and give him some publicity.
Absolutely. But, you know, and there's others. They're not, you know, we have a lot of, for the first time in a long time, we have a lot of well-intended citizen-type people stepping up. I like that. The problem is that we're not smart enough to make sure that we're getting them informed enough on the monetary issue to really make a difference when they get to Washington, D.C.
All right, and Chris John, Kirk is just saying that there are a lot of people running or going back to Washington, D.C., running for Congress, but they don't understand the monetary system. And if you don't understand it, you get back to Washington, D.C., they'll work to confuse you, tell you that hey, it's so complex you can't understand it. Just go along with the leaders of the Republican Party, but remember, they're controlled by the same people who control the Democrat Party. We have one party, it's called the Republicrats, and the same people control both political parties, and the last thing they want is for the members of Congress to understand the monetary system. Well, before we go on, Kirk, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book. And once again, before we do that, I want to remind our listeners our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Kirk, how can people get your website? How can they see your YouTube? How can they get copies of your book? And I hope you're going to get one off to me because I've never gotten your book.
I will, and I'm sorry. I thought we sent one off, but I'll definitely get one to you. The book can be purchased through my website. It's www.silentnomorepublications.com. Silentnomorepublications.com. It basically reflects how I feel about this stuff.
And get the title of your book one more
it's
time.
It's called Money, Defending Your Prosperity, It's only available through my website or through some of the 912 Tea Party Campaign for Liberty or other grassroots organizations in San Francisco Bay Area that I and others attend. But through the website, it's $25. I have a $3 pocket handbook that has a lot of quotes. I just throw that in for free. If you order that, I'll throw that in for free.
And what, have you tried to get it onto Amazon?
It's not a problem getting it on Amazon. I could have it on tomorrow morning. The issue is this, is that, you know, there of the books that have been out there about the Fed, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions have been distributed. The problem is no organization behind them. You know, people read it, they get it, but then they don't know where they feel all alone. So part and parcel of what I'm trying to do is to build an organizational structure along with this message, and that's why the books are generally made available through these organizations or through my website.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
And then the two chapters out of the book, the first chapter is the concepts, some of which we've been talking about, that basically just walks you through and shows you how the system evolves so you really understand these concepts. And then chapter four, which is how it affects you, that I did as a seminar. It's a one-hour YouTube video, and that's available. If a person goes to YouTube and does a search on why we're, W-E apostrophe R-E, why we're in so much debt, they can go ahead and view that for free. And it'll go through and talk about the things we've been talking about tonight, plus a lot of illustrations and some history. Then the book, in addition to that, and to really understand everything, one has to understand bit by bit how this develops in the United States, how these building blocks of the current economic system are put together, by whom, versus the president, and how all this rolls out so that we know how to unroll this from the time of the Declaration of Independence going forward. And that's in chapters 2 and 3 of the book, and then chapters 5 and 6 are essentially what we can do about how we change the system and what can individuals do to help. So I encourage people to watch the YouTube video, get the book, and then get every friend, family member, and person you love on board.
Oh, well, now, basically, I do have a website as such.
Yes, it's the www.silentnomorepublications.com.
Silentnomorepublications.com. Our guest is Kirk McKenzie, K-I-R-K. M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, and you can always go to your search engine for that. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Kirk, if you have any question about the monetary system, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But you must understand, this is a totally fraudulent system. Money initially was based upon gold and silver. I mean, this was the medium of exchange, and then the goldsmith said, well, you know, just deposit with us. You won't have to carry it around. We'll give you a paper receipt. So anytime you want gold or anybody else wants your gold, you can pull it out. Well, that worked pretty well. Gold's pretty heavy to carry around with you. So then, of course, the goldsmith found out that people didn't all come back at one time to get their gold. So we'll send out two certificates, you know, for every all the gold we have. So certainly all the people aren't going to come back at one time. Certainly not more than half people are going to come back for the gold. So we'll offer paper certificates that are as good as gold. And then three times, four times, until we came up with the current banking system, which was a vehicle by which they would have a certain amount of money in the bank, and then they would lend out 6 or 8 or 10 times that. But that was all well and good when you had gold, something behind the currency. But then they did away with the gold, and then they could print all the currency they wanted. The government could simply print money to pay its debts and to reward its friends and to enrich its supporters. And that's the way the system works. And the way the system works now is the power of government is used to destroy competition and to enrich the bankers. And, of course, we've seen the greatest transfer of wealth here in the last few years that has ever taken place in the world today, as the wealth of the American people is being systematically transferred and stolen from them. And, of course, one day when the value of their currency is destroyed, they'll begin to understand what you've been talking about. But go ahead, Kirk.
Yes, actually, to kind of pick up on your point there about the gold being taken away, perhaps a little bit of history here. So understand the Constitution says that the only money that's constitutional is gold and silver coin, and that has never been amended, never been changed. That is the only constitutional currency. Pick up your Constitution and read it, and that's what it says. And yet, on April 5th of 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, only 1 month after he's been in office, issues executive order saying that everybody in the United States has to turn over their gold and their gold certificates and exchange them for Federal Reserve notes. This is Executive Order 6102. Anybody can look it up on the website or on the Internet. So effectively what's happening here is the President, by executive decision, is overriding the Constitution, saying that you must turn over your gold and gold certificates. The penalty is $10,000, which today would be worth about $250,000, or 10 years in jail. And so this is a very significant penalty if you didn't do it. So people did. Now, the next part of this is the gold and gold certificates are not being turned over to the Treasury Department. They're being turned over to the privately owned Federal Reserve banks. So the gold is taken from the people, and they're given a bunch of paper. Then the following year, gold is changed from $20 an ounce to $35 an ounce. Or another way to look at that is the paper currency goes from 1/20 an ounce of gold to 1/35 of an ounce of gold. The paper was devalued by 40%.
But that really meant then that the government could print a great deal more money, see, basically, and still be backed by gold.
Not only print more money,
the amount of money in circulation.
Not only print more money, but the privately owned bankers have now confiscated all the gold and gold certificates and 40% of the wealth of the nation by executive order. You know, people really need to understand this. This is why there's, I think in my book, two chapters that are devoted to history to just see exactly how this evolves. Now, it isn't as if people didn't understand this was going on. We have U.S. presidents and others and economists and famous people have been warning the people of the United States from the founding. Here's a quote from John Maynard Keynes, father of Keynesian economics. Quote, by a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate, secretly and unobserved, an important part of the wealth of their citizens. There is no subtler, no surer means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction and does it in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose.
But this is exactly what John Maynard Keynes wanted, because he wanted to destroy our society. He was a pervert, he was a sodomite, and he basically knew exactly what he was doing. He was working certainly along with the Secretary of the Treasury, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, and the two of them were working to destroy the very foundation of our economic system, and nobody ever talks about that, and yet he is the father of modern-day economics, which is intent upon destroying the structure of our society.
And there's Henry Ford, quote, it is well enough that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. So there have been a lot of people that have been trying to educate the people. I'm just one more of those people. Hopefully things have gotten to the, you know, one of the points I make to the grassroots organizations, you don't see the Grand Canyon until you're at the edge. Folks, we're at the edge. If we're not already falling over that, it is time to wake up. It is time to turn off your TV sets. It is time to carve time into your schedules. I don't care how busy you are, how many children you have, or how many obligations you have. Carve some time into your schedule to read this book, watch the YouTube, listen to other people about this issue, and then get involved.
I agree, but basically what we have to do is get people back in Washington, D.C., who will demand that the people of the Federal Reserve System certainly be tried for their treasonous acts, because this, they're going right along with this whole globalist movement, which is a subversive movement. People don't understand that people tie into this whole movement. They want to destroy America and enslave our people. And what they're doing is flagrantly unconstitutional, and nobody ever points that out. That's what's known as being a subversive.
And this is, I think, why we need to, if we're going to do this through political means, it's going to have to be the people right now, because you're not going to be told these facts by the press, you're not going to be told these facts by Wall Street, and you're not going to be told about these facts by Washington, D.C. It's not that difficult to understand. The biggest single hurdle to understanding it is it's so simple to understand, and yet it's so difficult to accept. It's the difficulty to accept that there's people like this and the system is as corrupt as it sounds. That's the difficult part, but actually understanding it and how it works is actually pretty simple. You have to get involved, if not for yourselves, for your children, for your grandchildren, for this country, for the future of mankind. There are now some 160 central banks around the world. This system is being put around the world. Every time the G8 meets, this is basically a cabal of, international bankers determining which countries grow, which countries shrink, how to shift the wealth from here to here. It's an unbelievable power and system that's in place, and it's going to take the people to wake up. It's going to take a president. In my opinion, the president that we need in office is another Andrew Jackson. That's who we need. And we need a team of senators and a team of congressmen who are on board this issue and will support that person. And these are going to be mammoth battles, make no doubt about it. And that's why an election of either, whether it's a Rand Paul or John Dennis, is so critical, because here are people that are really well-intended, but they're fighters, they're leaders, they're not going to back down. They do understand that they will work towards getting us our freedoms back.
Well, I think it's very interesting. We have a number of good people running across the country for Congress, for Senate, for governor, and what we need is to get these people in. And we're disconnected now. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody talks about the Tea Party. The other side is taking over the Tea Party. They've got Newt Gingrich there. They've planted Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck there. And these may all be well-meaning people. Well, Newt Gingrich is. Newt Gingrich is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a New Ager. He's a traitor to our country. He betrayed his wife when she was dying of cancer, ran off with another woman, and his whole life has been one of constant betrayal. He pretends to be a Christian. Well, he's about as much of a Christian as Judas Iscariot was. But understand that Sarah Palin has accepted a great deal of money from the establishment. Glenn Beck is never going to tell you the things we will tell you. He does a good job of talking about all the right things. But he never goes all the way. If he did, he would not be on Fox News, because it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who's part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, part and parcel of this whole cabal. Well, go right ahead, Kirk.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. So I don't know where to go with this. I mean, there's a lot of detail, there's a lot of history, there's a lot of...
We'll take up the history of it. I think it's a fascinating thing, and we've got about 7 or 8 minutes more. We want to use the time wisely. The history is so vital. People have to understand how we got into the mess we are, who it is that did this to us, and, of course, where we go from here. I agree with you. What we need is another Andrew Jackson, but we're not going to get a man like that into the presidency, and he was a man of integrity. In fact, we wrote a little pamphlet on him called A Prophetic Warning. It's simply a summary of Andrew Jackson's 1837 farewell address. And if you've never read that farewell address, it's well worthwhile reading. But when you go to Google, what's so interesting, the article at the top of the page is Andrew Jackson's farewell address. And when you read it, there's not one mention of his battle with the central bank. And you get to the very end of reading this long, tedious speech, and it says abridged. That's all it says, abridged. They left out the part. They specifically censored the part because they do not want the American people to know what Andrew Jackson really said about the Federal Reserve.
Do you have the uncensored version?
Oh, yes, sir. You can find it on the Internet. You can get the complete text up there. It's just the one at the top of the page, which most people will read. But we have, as you go up my website, there are five newsletters on prophetic warning, and that is the sum total of the part of his speech where he talked about the his battle with the bank, and of course my commentary on what he had to say. And it, even if I do say, I think it was a very good analysis. Andrew Jackson was a great and courageous man, imperfect because all men are imperfect, but he certainly loved America. He understood the banking situation. And over the opposition of many members of his own cabinet, the majority of the members of Congress, the members of the majority of the members of the House of the Senate, the people who control the media, and even his own vice president was against him. Daniel Webster was against him. The only people on his side were the American people, who realized, of course, that the bankers were trying to take away our freedom then, just as they have taken away our freedom today. They were a lot smarter back in those days. What we need is to simply get that knowledge back out again. I think what you're doing is a great job, Kirk.
Thank you. Well, I think historically, if you have a couple of minutes, I mean, I can give you a thumbnail sketch of your listeners. In essence, from the time this country was founded and George Washington's decision to put into the Treasury position Alexander Hamilton, which is where this all begins, there has been a struggle over who's going to control the destiny of the United States, a group of international bankers or the people. This has been a struggle, and it's gone through every single administration. The history is there to read. The presidents and others that were involved in this struggle are pretty blatant and open about what's going on. This is history that's been removed from the textbooks.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Kirk, go right ahead. You were just saying, Chris, it's this battle between who's going to control the, our government. Is it going to be controlled by the international financiers?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
understand that we certainly have these problems. They're real. They're not imaginary. There really is a cabal that controls the banking, but they tie into certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you'll find many of these people on the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, the Northern American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. You need to read our newsletters. You need to read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon. And there's a syllabus that goes with that. We have a talk on the financial tsunami. It's 5 years, 6 years old. But it will give you the background to understand what's going on today. And then you have to get involved. And if you sit back and do nothing, then I can guarantee you will end up being impoverished and live your twilight days, certainly asking, why wasn't I involved? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's on the 17th of October, right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing in great speakers, and so we do hope that you're going to be able to come. But you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and encourage others to come. Even if they don't understand, they will learn a great deal. And probably the best thing you can do is help people to understand what's going on. We want to get our little pamphlets on the history of money, prophetic warning, and, of course, the true cause of the financial collapse that's going on today. They're inexpensive, but they will give you the information that you need as a basis for where you're going. Or you need, of course, to see the talk, as I mentioned, on the financial Armageddon. Understand that things that are happening are not accidental. They are intentionally destroying our economic system. You need to see the DVD on the Trilateral Commission. Pat Wood did an excellent job on that. You need to see Ron Brown's DVD on the bonds, the vigilante of the stock market. Bonds, the vigilantes of the stock market. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people out there who want a world dictatorship. And, of course, we certainly cover Dr. Dennis Cuddy's new book on the New World Order. That's the New World Order. We have his quotable quotes on the New World Order in education. There are 3,000 quotations he's got in that book. Dr. Cuddy is a wonderful source of information, and you certainly will want to get his material. His Road to Socialism is classic. We're following that road today, but understand, socialism is simply a return to the feudalistic society. It is the antithesis of a free society where the power of the government is limited. But the socialists promise, oh, we're so concerned about the poor, and we're so concerned about the children. We have to have power to help them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're the ones who want to abort children. They're the ones who want to set up the death panels to off the elderly. These people, of course, talk about idealism, but they're energized by evil. And until you understand we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, the survival of humanity, the people aligned against us are inherently evil. You need to see my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide. You need to see my talk on planned population reduction, on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on why do we still have cancer and on Laetril. And you need to understand that there are treatments for cancer. If you haven't seen our 4-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski or read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, understand there are treatments for cancer and they're being actively suppressed in the United States today. Why? Well, then you need, of course, to get our 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians. That's the New Order of the Barbarians. And hear Dr. Dunnigan, a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talking about the talk given by Richard Day back in 1969, where he said, you know, too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something. They might just as well die of cancer.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today, hearing about your world, wanting to know more, and certainly wanting to know more than is on television. Oh, my goodness, what a weekend we had. If you watched 9/11 over and over again, you probably have whiplash from that, don't you? You probably were saddened, made you almost sick, and you felt as though it's the truth will never win out. But you know what? That is not true. That's not the reality of the situation. A lot of steps are being made to expose 9/11 for what it is. And, of course, our hearts go out to the 9/11 families, friends, and sufferers, because something horrible happened that no one really is aware of yet. They don't know the full story, and when they do, oh my goodness, the backlash. And speaking of backlash, if you watched the 9/11 issues over and over again, because it was just repetitive on 9/11, obviously, every time they mentioned 9/11, you heard another statement. Now, I'd like to know how many of you actually can refer back and think about that and know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about that after the break, because that was such a major part of the event that took place on Saturday. And the sad part is there are people trusting this government, believing they're doing the right thing. And, of course, now where have we moved from 9/11 into taxes, taxes, taxes with John Boehner, the tan man. The tan man, heavy smoker, House Minority Leader, John Boehner, over the issue of should we have tax cuts or not. And if you get polarized into one of those sides of the issue, guess what? You are for taxes, regardless. It's brilliant. It's just like the mosque issue. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about why Missouri does not really have a problem with illegal immigrants. What are they doing differently? There was a news conference with architects and engineers this past Saturday revealing hard evidence of explosive demolitions at the Trade Center. Last Friday it was held. Hong Kong hit by a record 13,000 lightning strikes. U.S. courts now legalize CIA abduction, overseas detention, and torture of innocent Americans. Why? Because they want to. Story about a woman who grew her finger back because she would not listen to the doctors. There are some strange, bizarre CIA links to the Ground Zero Mosque, and that story is only getting dicier, if you ask me. Also, Obama extended the 9/11 state of emergency. Oh, you didn't know there was one? Right, there is a 9/11 state of emergency. Listeners, this country is at the point of tipping, one way or the other, and we hope to be a participant in tipping it the right way. We're going to be talking to Bob Chapman this morning about what's going to happen to retirement plans, 401ks, and then Doreen Hannes will speak to us about farming being a criminal event.